Well, this morning we're talking different forms of dementia, including Alzheimer's. There's something that have impacted so many of our elderly population. Well, joining us this morning is our good friend, Anthony Cirillo. He's the aging expert to talk about this issue of dementia, Alzheimer's. And Anthony, I've always thought this, that Alzheimer's was, that was really solved by pharmaceutically, you know, and am I wrong? Is that?
Well, when we talk about memory loss and things like that, you can go to the drugstore and get over-the-counter supplements and things like that. There are some things out there that are helping with memory loss, but specifically Alzheimer's is where they've been waiting for breakthroughs. And a lot of it has been around this idea. A lot of people can know there's tangles and plaques in your brain. Something's gone haywire, things are tangled up. And that's what they were trying to solve for, which is why some of these pharmaceutical solutions are failing. They're not going through the clinical trials successfully. So what they found is there's other things like brain inflammation and diabetes and all these other factors that are contributing to dementia and Alzheimer's, not just the tangles and plaques. So they have to sort of go back to the drawing board on some of these. And some of this information I get from my neuroscientist friends who study this every day. But yeah, there are some supplements and things to help with memory loss. But specifically when you're looking at Alzheimer's and the tangles and plaques, that's when these big time pharmaceuticals need to come into play, and they're still working on them.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the ways to mitigate, slow down dementia.
Right. Sure.
What's the first one that you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, you know, the aging expert is going to tell you that diet and exercise
diet
are important.
Exercise.
Wow,
okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, let's talk about
he
diet.
He said that. But the thing is, we have to look at it in a different way because more studies are coming out that really can kind of scare you a little bit. So first of all, we know that processed foods are bad for us, right?
Yes, sir.
That cause obesity, heart disease, circulation problems, cancer, things like that. A recent study just came out. We know they cause health problems, but a recent study came out that says if you have more than 20% of processed foods in your diet, it actually can lead to cognitive issues, dementia, memory loss, things like that. So those processed foods just aren't bad for your overall physical health. They're bad for your mental health. So we have to really, again, they keep emphasizing Mediterranean diets, you know, rich in fish and vegetables and fruits and nuts and seeds, things like that. So we need to do that. And here's the scariest part is that 3/4 of the diets of children are ultra processed foods. So we're setting
ourselves for failure.
For failure from an early age. So we need to totally change our diets. And you know, you could bring diet experts in to talk about that part, but clearly there's now a study that says it's just not physical. It's mental and cognitive as well.
Well, let's talk, you mentioned also diet, but you said exercises too. So how does exercising help mitigate?
Yeah, and it's easier than you think. So one of the largest Alzheimer's trials just came out at the National Alzheimer's Conference. What they did was they took a group of, I think, 300 or 400 people. They separated them into two segments. One did intense aerobic exercises. Other did balance and stretching. And guess what? Both groups performed well. No cognitive loss in a year. So it really, in that case, didn't matter what you were doing as long as you were moving and doing something. There was even a study yesterday that I read where just sitting, if you sit and watch TV, it's different than if you sit and do a crossword puzzle or sit and engage your brain because it's something's happening. Things are making connections. And when you talk about movement, I would encourage people to check out what are called blue zones. These are pockets of geography around the world where people live to 100+. And they have certain characteristics. And one of them is purpose, right? They also move naturally. Now, it doesn't mean like you and I want to go to the gym today and get on the elliptical. No, they figure out, I'm going to take the steps, or I'm going to walk here, or I'm going to do this. They move naturally. They have social circles that support their healthy habits.
Wow.
They take time to de-stress, right? Very important. How many of us do that every day? They're part of communities, a lot of time religious, and they emphasize, you know, the importance of family in their lives. So again, it's that overall health that contributes. You know, it's just not not the diet and exercise. It's all the other things that play into it too. It all impacts your health, and it then impacts your brain health.
And for more information, we can go to theagingexperience.com.
.com.
Theagingexperience.com. That was a wealth of information. Thank you very much, sir.
Always.